It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Boulder County has amended a public health order following public backlash. The order banned gatherings between people ages 18 to 22. CPR's Paolo Jalsita has more.
Critics said the order puts women and the financially disadvantaged at unfair risk. In response, health officials are now permitting gatherings of up to two young adults. They're also exempting a small amount of people from the mandatory stay-at-home order in effect at 36 residences. Only those less likely to spread the virus, like those who have recovered, will be given the exemption. The guidelines are set to expire next week. I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
A federal court's decision to remove William Perry Penley as the head of the Bureau of Land Management could have a big impact on Colorado's public lands. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Like many other Trump appointees, Penley, a former oil and gas attorney, never received Senate confirmation. That made much of his tenure illegal, according to a federal court in Montana. The ruling might invalidate his policies as the acting head of the BLM. The judge has asked for a list of Penley's decisions from the time period in question, which includes opening a wide swath of the Western Slope to oil and gas extraction. That could now be set aside. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Construction on a new visitor center at the summit of Pikes Peak is on track to be completed next spring. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce visited the site at just over 14,000 feet for an update on the construction.
Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers spent Monday touring the $66 million project, and it is freezing up here. Even while it's in the 40s and 50s down in Colorado Springs, temperatures at the summit of Pikes Peak remain in the single digits. Construction Superintendent Robert Clough shows us around.
We're getting some of the steel structure wrapped up here.
He tells the mayor this is the sort of project you tell your grandkids about. This new building is a long time coming, more than three times the size of the old visitor center, which was built in the 1960s. And there are no taxpayer dollars involved. It's being funded through private donations and revenue from the tolls charged to drive up the Pikes Peak Highway. Crews will work through the winter to try to finish everything up by next May. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And this morning it's 43 degrees in the Springs, 52 in Denver, highs close to 80 along the Front Range this afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.